This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy. And as I sit in for Mom this week, we'll be discussing a very interesting topic. You need to get the tapes and write in or call in, and because it's very interesting right now on promotion in a time of pressure. Now, a lot of people in the world wouldn't be talking about or even thinking about promotion. But I'm going to tell you something. God is searching to and fro looking for someone to show himself strong. That's promotion. He wants to bless somebody. God's in the rewarding business. He would have never said he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him if he didn't want to reward people. So we should be motivated by that in a way, but of course, if you read the end of that verse, he's looking for someone to show himself strong, one who has a perfect heart. And we learned last meeting that we had, that perfect translates loyal. We've been talking about loyalty is God's system of promotion. If there has not been promotion in your life, you need to check your loyalty. Now, there is a such thing as counterfeit loyalty. Counterfeit loyalty, well, here's an example in the Bible. Amaziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord. This is 2 Chronicles 25:2. But he did not do it with a perfect heart. Well, perfect translates loyal. He did what was right. There are a lot of people doing right things, but not with a loyal heart. And see, God goes by the heart. Now, a great example of God goes by the heart, you can be fooling everybody else around you, your closest people, but God goes by the heart. A greatest example is when the prophet Samuel went to Jesse's house to find the king, and he picked David's oldest brother. And he was wrong, remember? And God said, no, I don't go by what man goes by, for man goes and looks at the countenance and all of these things. I look at the heart. Well, here's a couple other verses for you. Proverbs 21:2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs and tries the heart. Luke 16:15 said, and Jesus said to them, this is Jesus, you are the ones who declare yourselves just and upright before men, but God knows your heart. God, it's all a heart issue with God. And I'm going to tell you something. We learned yesterday about a word called hasid. And that word, hasid, it's a covenant word, very covenant word if you look it up in the Hebrew. But it also reflects the character of God, and it means loyal love. Oh, I love that when I found that, loyal love. God is loyal love. He's big into loyalty. And I'm telling you, he is so loyal, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he's looking for loyal people right now that he can show off for, even in this time of this world's pressure. Remember that word translates loyalty. Perfect is loyalty. So remember that verse. He is searching to and fro, looking for someone to show himself strong or to show off, one who has a perfect heart. He's looking for a loyal heart. Let me tell you something. When I was coaching, I would take the loyal kids over the ones who were wishy-washy and had all the athletic ability in the world. Give me that loyal kid, because he will do whatever it takes to get better every day. And, you know, God is not wanting to say yes, you, no, you, but he's looking for loyal hearts, ones who will do it the right things for the right reasons. And the right reasons are to give God glory. And so praise God. We were talking about everywhere in the Bible, God's system of promotion is loyalty. You be loyal. When I was loyal to a man in my job, I was blessed and promoted. And I believe God had something to do with it. Everywhere in the Bible, when somebody, Ruth to Naomi, she was loyal, and God blessed her and honored her in a place in the community. The three mighty men who risked their lives for David. Just think about it, to get him a drink of water. And what did David do with the water? He poured it out. Can you imagine what most Christians would do after they saw him pour it out and they've got two or three arrows sticking in them? They got blood coming down. They went through enemy camp to get him a drink of water, and he pours it out. They'd be going, no, he didn't. No, David, do you realize what I did to get you that drink? What are you doing? But see, they would have went and got him another one. Whatever he said, you talk about loyal. David was so moved, he poured it out as a sacrifice to God. He couldn't drink it. And you know what he did after that? He promoted those men as captain. Now, they didn't do it to be promoted. They didn't do it for that intent. But David knew their heart. And that's who he wanted as some of his leaders. Man, I'm telling you, a giant killer wanted those guys to be his leaders. Woo! That's what we need right now. That's what we need right now. That's what God needs right now. He's looking for loyal people who will trust in his word, trust in their training, trust God, trust the scriptures, trust the Holy Spirit. And these times, even though the world every day in the news is saying negative, no. We don't go by their economy. God's economy doesn't need no bailout plan. Glory to God. I'll be blessed and promoted during this time because he's my God. He can show off for me in these times. Praise God. Well, a great thing. I read this one time in a book and from a pastor, and he talked about, you want to talk about loyalty. This is just a little situation that shows you loyalty and how good our Father is. If you could just imagine training up your child and you're going to teach your young son to get an allowance, and you taught him how to take out the trash. And so you hear him playing a video game in the living room, and you see that the trash is full. And, well, this would be a good day to start little junior and starting his allowance and doing responsibilities. So you go in there, and little junior is at this level that he's never been to, and he's almost there, and he's, you know, real intent, as you can imagine. And he says, hey, Junior, this would be a good time to take out the trash. He goes, okay, Dad, I'll do it. And so the dad trusts him, and he goes off and just assumes he'll do it. And he comes back down 15 minutes later, and the trash is still there, and the video game is still going on. I don't know what you would do as a parent right there, but let me just tell you what Billy Brim would do, and she did with us. She would pull out every cord of that game, and she would back all this with scripture, trust me. She would grab me by the ear and make me go in there and do it and said, if you want to live long, you obey your parents, because that's scripture. But anyway, and so let's say that the dad does this, pulls him by the ear. Now, you obey your parents and pick this trash, take it out, and do what I say. So the dad walks off in the other room, and the little boy's doing it, but he's murmuring and he's complaining, but he's doing it. And the dad's peeking around the corner, and the son doesn't realize he's peeking to see him, okay? A lot like we don't sometimes realize God sees us and sees our heart. He sees us doing it, but he also sees your heart. Well, the dad is seeing his attitude and situation. He's not real happy because the boy just picks it up and he drags the trash across. He's just dragging it, murmuring, I can't believe it. I would never should. I was almost at that level. He drags a hole in the bag and there's a trail of trash all the way through the kitchen, all the way through the garage, and he slings it up into the trash bin in the garage. Well, I don't know about you, but what would you do as a parent of that child? But let me tell you what my mom or dad would have done and backed it with scripture. I would have been grounded, man. I'm telling you, are you kidding me? And then I'd have had to clean the whole kitchen and the garage and my room and the whole house and not seen daylight for a month. But anyway, let's just put it this way. I wouldn't have been promoted. But the thing about it is, I would have done the job, okay? Now, let's take a different situation. Here comes a dad. Here comes the boy. He's playing the video games. Junior, this is a different situation, different kid. Hey, let's take out the trash. This will be a good day. Okay, Dad. So he puts it on pause. The dad walks out. The little boy comes in, does as he's told, packs it down. The dad is looking at him. The kid doesn't realize his dad is looking at him. And so the boy wants to do more. He just didn't want to do what he's been taught. And so he looks around. There's a Sunday newspaper. He packs that in there. There's a little bit of Pepsi left, so he downs that, you know. And then he goes into the refrigerator. There's one pickle left. And he gets this thing so heavy, bless his heart, he can't even hardly get it out of the trash bin. Well, the dad's kind of laughing in the background because he sees his heart. Well, he's not doing it all right, and he's getting it too full, and he doesn't realize it, but the dad sees the heart. So he picks it up, and bless his heart, he can't hardly pick it up, and he's dragging it. He doesn't realize he's dragging it, but he's dragging it. And he drags a hole in that trash, just the same hole and same trail of trash as that other boy had. Drags it through the kitchen, drags it through the garage, throws it into the bin, turns around, and sees the trail of trash, and his heart's broken. Well, let me ask you something. As a dad who watched that, and that little boy didn't know that the dad was watching, what would you as a parent or a mother do about that trail of trash? I don't know about you, but I would help my son clean it up, and I would be so proud of him for his actions and so proud of him for his heart and his loyalty, not murmuring or complaining, but doing it with his whole heart, I would take him down to Walmart and buy him that toy that he had been wanting. Then I'd take him down to Tasty Freeze and get him that double dip chocolate with extra sprinkles, whatever he wanted. Now notice in these two situations, both of these boys did the same thing, but one gets promoted. Isn't that interesting? Why? Because of his loyal heart. Well, let me tell you something, people. We have a daddy. We have a father who will pick up your... If you have got a line of trash out right now, God will pick up that trash. I'm telling you. All you got to do is give him your heart. Reestablish your loyalty. He'll pick it up. Well, maybe I'm not doing things right. It doesn't matter. If you're doing it with the right heart, that's the key. God, the Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you how to do it right. But that's not the issue right now. Do it with all you know. Get wisdom. Find out how to do things right. But let me tell you something. The key here is with your whole heart. Don't just do what's right in the sight of the Lord and not with a loyal heart. Do everything. He's looking to show off for someone with a loyal heart. He'll promote you in whatever you do. And I thank God that we have a Father who is so loyal that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I don't know about you, but God, when He wants to take you and promote you and bless you like that dad did the little boy with the ice cream cone in Walmart, God's Walmart may be a new house. God's Walmart may be a new, you know, it could be whatever. All the blessings and shalom and peace of God and marriage and family and health and all of the, and just using you in a mighty way for His kingdom. Oh, man, thank God. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm telling you, that is the system. Now, I'm going to quote to you again some of these verses. Proverbs 21:2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs and tries the heart. Luke 16:15. Jesus said to them, "You are the ones who declare yourselves just and upright before men, but God knows your heart." God is looking for a loyal heart. You may be asking, where's my promotion? And I'm telling you right now, where is your loyalty? Glory to God. Well, I trust that you've been blessed by this, and we're going to finish off the week. And what a time to be talking about promotion in a time of pressure. What an exciting time to be living in, Christians. And I want to thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And for more information about Billy Brim Ministries or Champions for Christ Ministries, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. We're having a ski C4C rally if you want to get the skis out and join Jeremy Pearson, Steve Munns, Go Ministry, and myself. And if you want more information, get on www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And this is Chip Brim, and we're saying, see you next time. Shalom.